VOA News, I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence announced in Ankara that Turkey has agreed to a 120-hour ceasefire and its assault on Kurdish fighters in northern Syria. He said the pause in Turkey's week-long offensive will give Kurdish YPG fighters a window to leave the 32-kilometer-wide buffer zone just south of the Turkish border with Syria. More from VOA Cindy Singh.
Pence said that this would save countless lives. But Republican Senator Mitt Romney condemned the deal on the Senate floor, saying it formalizes the U.S. abandoning its Kurdish allies who helped to defeat Islamic State terrorists.
Was there no chance for diplomacy? Are we so weak and so inept diplomatically that Turkey forced the hand of the United States of America? Turkey?
Washington. The former U.S. Special Presidential Envoy for the Coalition to Defeat ISIS, Brett McGurk, resigned in protest last December over Trump's decision to withdraw U.S. troops from Syria. Cindy Sain, VOA News, Washington.
And while in Texas for a campaign rally, President Trump talked about the ceasefire agreement and called it an incredible outcome and something they've been trying to get for 10 years. Congressional Democrats continue to criticize the Trump administration, this time for the announcement that next year's Group of Seven Leaders Summit will be held at one of U.S. President Trump's properties in the state of Florida. One of the leading Democratic presidential candidates, Senator Elizabeth Warren, said this is corruption, plain and simple. Other leading Democrats have made similar statements. Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney defended the site selection process from immediate criticism that Mr. Trump will personally benefit from hosting the major event at one of his resorts. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The White House admitted Thursday that President Trump froze $400 million in badly needed military aid to Ukraine to pressure it into investigating Democrats in the 2016 presidential election. The stunning revelation by acting Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney came after Mr. Trump spent weeks denying there was any quid pro quo with Ukraine. Mulvaney told reporters at the White House the money for Ukraine was being held up because of Trump's concerns over corruption in Ukraine and suspicions it was involved in the Russian hacking of the Democratic National Committee emails in 2016. The allegation was based on conspiracy theories and has been debunked. One of the people who helped launch the impeachment inquiry into President Trump was mourned Thursday after news of his death. VOA's Catherine Gibson on the death of Congressman Elijah Cummings.
Both Democrats and Republicans remembered him Thursday as one of the leading figures in Congress for his strong values.
Concerned about voting rights, civil rights, alleviating poverty, establishing justice, and ensuring that those entrusted with high office are held accountable and carry out their responsibilities lawfully and ethically.
Cummings began life the son of sharecroppers, becoming a civil rights activist in the 1960s before rising through hard work and political skill to become a key voice in Congress after serving for years in the state of Maryland General Assembly.
He lived the American dream, and he wanted it for everyone else.
A legacy his congressional colleagues said they would carry on in his memory. Catherine Gibson, VOA News, Capitol Hill.
European Union leaders are hoping the British Parliament will vote in favor of the latest Brexit deal when it comes before the lawmakers Saturday, but opposition parties are already saying that they will not.
In Brussels, negotiations usually go late into the night, so there was palpable shock as Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker took to the podium Thursday afternoon.
We have a deal. And this deal means that there was no need for any kind of prolongation.
So, a Brexit breakthrough for British Prime Minister Boris Johnson.
I do think that this deal represents a very good deal both for the EU and for the UK.
Johnson's pledge to leave the EU do or die on the October 31st deadline may yet fail, as it has to be approved in the British and European parliaments. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, Brussels.
More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Oh yeah, mama. Again, Africa, welcome to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vandy. Hot, rocking, and beautiful sounds from the great continent of Africa will be knocking on your doors. So just relax as I'm going to take you on a trip around Africa on disc. Later on today, Adedayo Fashanu of Tan TV and Ron's Couture will be right here to talk to you. So I have two very special guests on the show today. But let's start off with some beautiful music from the continent. Maratai is a special song done for us by Denaya Dennis and Star Eagles of South Sudan. And right after that, Sofra, a brand new court by Ten Shots of Sierra Leone. And Ofeshe by Harry Song of Nigeria. But Maratai is the track that we're going to start off with today. And Denaya Dennis and Star Eagles comes in with this one from South Sudan.
Manina, oh, asan yatani na de, umon bi isquez, asan mami wadati, umon bi isquez, debe yi umbaraka, ribeta ni na de, ya wana biwa misulenta, take it easy, chubut shawaya.
Trust me, oh, now you wanna see. Hey, gimme, gimme, gimme. the love of my life. Give me so. The key to my door, can never let you go. Baby, come closer, make her take a photo. Give me that love, baby, give me that love. I'm not tired for joke, I say, give me that love. Give me that love, sweetie, give me that load. I'm not tired for play, I say, give me that love. Come, come, give me that load. I'm not tired for play, baby, give me that load. Come, 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 come. Give me that load. I'm not tired for joke, I say, give me that load.
He never watch me now, where are they so far? Baby girl, are they so far? Soon I for see me, where are they so far? Baby girl, are they so far?
I say, watch me now, where are they so far?
Baby girl, are they so far?
Baby, see me, where are they so far? And
baby girl, are they so far?
Under rain, under sun,
so far.
Now for you, where they want,
so far.
Now they see,
so far. Baby girl, are they so far?
As in a God, now me witness, so far. You know they see,
so far.
Oh, you know they see,
so far. Baby girl, are they so far? Baby girl, are they so far?
This is songs. There's something about you I just can't see.
Money.
Hey, feeling in my heart today, bust my brain. Hey, hey. Oh baby, oh tell me what you see. Hey, hey. Are the crazy, are the mad, oh yeah, what again? Hey. Oh yeah, feeling in my heart, feeling in my soul, feeling in my body, I'm feeling in my head. Yeah, baby, come do the official. Yeah. Oh, feeling in my heart, feeling in my soul, feeling in my body, and feeling in my head. Oh, yeah, baby, come do the official. Oh, baby, if I know, the girl is set, though. My baby is sweet, though. Your melody, they bust my brain, though.
Harry song, old but it's still beautiful. And right before that was So Far, brand new caught by 10 Shirts of Sierra Leone, and Maratai by Danaya Dennis and Star Eagles of South Sudan. You are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. Don't forget to join me and my guest later at the Dayo Fashanu of Tan TV and Ron Couture. They are going to be here to tell you about what they do as young Africans in the diaspora. All right, I'll be right back. Stay close.
My name is Dena Dennis of the Star Eagles, all the way from South Sudan. I always listen to the African Beat with David Vedved on the Voice of America.
Welcome back to the African Beat on the Voice of America. Champion Arise, our next track by Rocky Dawuni of Ghana from his latest album, Beats of Zion. And controlled by Fally Ipupa of the Democratic Republic of Congo. But let the champion arise right now with Rocky Dawuni, the Ghanaian reggae star.
Spiritual warfare.
Contrôle.
Quand tu es bon, mon nègre.
by Fally Ipupa of the Democratic Republic of Congo, and right before that, Champion Arise by Rocky Downey of Ghana. You are listening to your favorite music show, The African Beat on The Voice of America. Don't go away, because when I come back, my guest, Adedayo Fashanu of Tan TV and Ron Couture, will be right here to talk to you. I'll be right back, and I am David Vandy.
African Beat on VOA showcases the latest and the greatest of contemporary African music and conversation with the artists. From Benga to Juju, Hip Life to Bongo Flavor, Bubu to Sukus and more, host David Vandy has his finger on the pulse of the hottest African music show on your airwaves Mondays to Fridays at 9:05 and 20:05 Universal Time on The Voice of America.
Okay, welcome back to the African Beat on The Voice of America. And from our studios here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vandy. And today I have some very, very special people. I have Adedayo Fashanu, who is a journalist from Niger. Welcome to the African Beat, Adedayo.
Thank you for having me, David.
I also have Ola Lekan Salami, popularly known as Ron Couture. That's his brand name. He's a fashion designer, but he's going to tell you more about himself. So welcome to the African Beat, Ron.
Thank you, Mr. Vandy, for having me.
All right. So let me start off with you, Adedayo. Tell me a little bit about yourself. Anything you don't want to say, don't say, but just say it.
Anything I don't want to say, okay, I'll try. Who is Adedayo? Adedayo, I'm a media entrepreneur. I have a startup called Tan TV Studios, and we are focused on telling stories that inspire change and focused on social impact in the global culture. So we are aiming to, it's a multi-broadcast platform, and we're creating shows, TV shows, we're looking at creating documentaries and just wrapping up content that inspires in different multimedia formats. And that's really what I'm focused on.
So, and you do that online?
Yes, so digitally, and we also partner with different platforms. Currently, we're partnering with Prince George's Community Television to produce a show called Africa's Triumph.
Great, great, great. That sounds great. All right, we'll come back to that. And let me come to the man who runs the business, the Ron's Couture, and that is Ola Lekan Salami. And tell me more about yourself, my brother.
Thank you, Mr. David. My name's Ola Lekan Salami. I'm a fashion designer. I'm the CEO, creative director of Ron's Couture Apparel. Pretty much that's about Ron's Couture. It's beyond just African fashion. We do street urban wear and contemporary African. And so Ron's Couture has been in existence since 2006 from Lagos, Nigeria. So we've started a lot of artists from Two Face to YQ to a lot of artists.
So do I see myself in the picture?
Of course, definitely.
All right, I look forward to that. Yes. I look forward to that.
He's also, I'm going to brag on him a little bit, as our honored to have him, right, as our official designer for Africa's Triumph.
She actually told me from another program that was supposed to be starting in California. So she's my friend. She's a good friend. So
all right.
I'm
okay.
Ready to work with her.
Well, I just want to welcome you guys to the African
Thank
Beat.
You.
And so as we get our guests getting ready to tell us more about themselves and about what they do, let's play some music now. And I want to take you all the way to Cameroon as I bring you the sound of Mr. Leo. And he called this one Part 2. Mr. Leo is one of Cameroon's finest youngsters. And I'm telling you, the guy is just good. So enjoy this track, Part 2, and when we come back, we'll talk to our guests.
Partout, partout, partout. Je reste debout, toujours avancé, je saute par les pas. T'as tombé déconné, merde, moi j'en ai marre. Je viens viser, la balle a décollé. Nobody stop, nobody turn in my limo to keke. Batman a come when I did it. Me and my guy shut it down, I say let them know. Beaucoup des années gonna see me around, let them know. Nobody run me down, I say let them know. Daddy always the bambi, je laisse pas tomber.
L'amour tombe buvait partout. Je veux le faire sous le partout. Beaucoup des années partout, partout, partout. I sing for my fans, they be showing me love, I be showing them back. Back, I give them a hit and I'm on to the next. I do it back to back, back, back. Blessed be Salatan and my people, they got my back.
They got my back.
A moment with my fans, then I go, but I'll always be back. Me and my guys shut it down, I say let them know. Beaucoup des années gonna see me around, let them know. Nobody run me down, I say let them know. Yeah, they owe it up on me, je laisse pas tomber. J'ai beaucoup de fans partout. Ma musique on écoute partout. Ma mélodie coule partout. Partout, partout. Voilà mon tombeau buvait partout. Je veux le faire sous le partout. Beaucoup des années partout. Partout, partout. J'ai beaucoup de fans partout. Ma musique on écoute partout. Ma mélodie coule partout. Partout, partout. Voilà mon tombeau buvait.
Part 2 is the song and it's beautiful, and you are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I am David Vandy broadcasting from Washington DC. We come to you Mondays through Fridays at 09:05 and 20:05 Universal Time. And now Adedayo Fashanu, you know, I love your name.
Thank you.
Adedayo and the Fashanu, you know, Fashanu is a very popular name in those days, and the most popular Fashanu that I have known used to be a soccer player.
John Fashanu.
John Fashanu.
Yeah, that's my dad's cousin.
That's your dad's cousin?
Yeah.
Ooh, wow, that sounds great. Okay, and now let's get on to the media business. How do you attract your clients or your guests or the people that you want to tell their stories? How do you get to them?
Basically, I see myself as a scout, you know, like always scouting out for talented people. And so I have my radar just very high. So when I notice, you know, what someone is doing or come across them on social media or just from observation, I pay attention to what are they doing to make a difference in the world. And that's usually my key thing. So anybody that I have ever reading about or that is on my platform is someone who is doing something to make a change in the world or make the world a better place in any little way. So I call my team of cohorts or people that I interview or guests, I call them change makers, right? And I see myself through TAM TV building a community of do-gooders. And the first time I heard that word was at a conference, a global development conference at the White House, where then President Obama said, you know, he talked about a community of do-gooders at the global development conference. And I picked up on that word and I'm like, yeah,
and that's what you're running away
that's
with.
That's
right
what
now.
I'm running away with. You know, a community of do-gooders.
You're looking for people that are game changers.
Exactly. And trailblazers, game changers.
Game changers, and now
you name it.
And the do-gooders.
Yes, the do-gooders of the world. That's what TAM TV platform is all about, a community of do-gooders and change makers.
All right. Well, that sounds great. And I think we're also changing some things here.
You are, honestly.
All right, yes, the African Beat of the Voice of America. That's the voice of our guest, Adedayo Fashanu. And just before my next piece of music, let me come to my next guest. That is Ron Scouture, and the man is Ola Lekan Salami.
Yes, yeah. Sir.
So when did you actually start a business like this? When did you think, let me get into fashion? You know, I feel like dressing up people, you know.
That's a tough one. So I grew up assisting my big sister. She's a fashion designer, so it wasn't something I actually wanted to do. So high school, when I got back from school, we had a place where we go to play soccer, me and my friends. We were very young, like 10 years old or something. So while playing soccer, my sister would call, like, would send for me to come help her go get some tailoring accessories and stuff. I don't have a choice than to go. I forget it. If not, she's gonna go.
Oh man!
So even because though I feel like, oh no, you could have called my younger brother to do the errand.
I was gonna say that was in Africa. It was not in America.
It's in Africa.
So if you had said no, Big Sis, I'm not gonna do that, man, your butt would have suffered some
beatings. I know. So while I was doing that, I was learning how to sew. I didn't even know I was learning. That's the truth. I was learning, and I would see, like, I would stand right in front of her while she was walking, cutting the pattern and making dresses, and I started making female outfits.
And you started visualizing it keeping it in your head.
So after, I think back in 2000 when I went to college, and I mean, and I, whatever I wear in school, and my, you know, my course may be like, oh, you look, I like this, and they buy it off me. So that's why I think about it.
And you go home naked?
They just gave me their t-shirt. So I just go home, like, you know, imagine getting dressed with a shirt and a pant, and you're going back with a t-shirt. So.
Oh my goodness.
I mean, I need the cash, so I just get.
I don't know. This guy is not just a fashion designer, but he's a businessman.
I'm a businessman.
So that's how I started. And ever since then, I've been, you know, into fashion. I've styled a lot of artists. I've been to different countries with fashion. South Africa Fashion Week. And
all right, we'll come on to that. Yes, our guests here have so much for us, and we'll be talking back to them. But let's get on with some music right now. And this time we're going to Senegal. I'll bring you the legendary Youssou N'Dour of Senegal. We're coming with Exodus. Yes, this is another special cut from Youssou N'Dour. It's called Exodus, and I'm sure you're going to enjoy it. So let's have a good time with this, and we'll come back to our guests. Exodus by the legendary Youssou N'Dour of Senegal. You are listening to your favorite music show, The African Beat, on The Voice of America. And now let's see what our guests have for us. Okay, Ade Dayo, looking out for people who are game changers. And sometimes some people don't want to be talked to. Some people don't want to talk about their business. But, you know, the young generation of today, there's social media.
Yeah.
We are in, you know, they put out everything about everything.
Mm-hmm.
Even about themselves is still out there on social media.
Yeah.
So
What method do you use to actually let them understand that, hey, what you're doing by doing some stories on them, it's not just about you, but it's about promoting the culture, promoting Africa, and to see what good comes out of Africa. Because some people think that in Africa, they just show all the bad pictures.
Mm.
And we want to make sure that people see the good side.
You know, that's really why I thought about creating this show, Africa's Triumph, because it serves as a platform to bring in, you know, people of African descent who are doing something, you know, that the continent is proud of, right? And so my approach really, we just had two tapings at the Prince George's Community Television about, you know, a while back, 2 weeks ago, I would say, and the series was focused on diaspora change makers, right? And I looked at some people in the community. There were so many options, my God, so many options of young people in the diaspora around us here, even in the DMV, to pick from, who are doing, they're leading nonprofit organizations, they're doing something unique in their sphere. And, you know, I just had to pick, you know, four people for the two tapings. And when I reached out, none of them turned me down. None of them. They were excited and they were really even moved by the fact that I'm also going for my own dream too, which is to create shows that make a difference.
And,
you know.
And how do you get sponsorship of this kind of show?
Hey, good question. Look, we need money.
Because, you know, that's a lot of work.
It is. Yeah, it's people don't understand the work that goes... You understand.
Uh-huh.
People don't understand the work that goes into production, right? I mean, TV production is not easy. Yeah. So finding... I would say this. I've been blessed, right? I would say we've had good sponsors. Like Jollof, etc. They've been a good sponsor of, you know, my platform. Furniture Place. I call him Uncle Ben. He's someone in Furniture Place, and they sponsored our last studio set, so we didn't have to purchase the furniture. You know, they basically brought it, they delivered it and picked it back up. I mean, it was amazing. And I don't think the studio was, they were just like shocked, like, okay, these Africans know how to do
around.
Things big, you know. So that was really good. You know, we've had you know, De Ranch Restaurant, he's also been a supporter. And a friend of mine, he has a IT training place, and his name is Ike. He's also been a great supporter. So I have people, you know, I have people in the community that understand what we're trying to do.
Okay, but now I want to look at, you know, how can people see this work that you're doing? Because people have to see to begin to understand.
Yeah.
They have to see the work that you do to begin to get an understanding of what you're talking about, or what you're trying to do that will make them become interested.
That's
so
true.
How do they see the final product?
That's true. So, you know, previously I was with the Huffington Post, and I I pinned articles for Forbes.com. So most of my work, personally, like that I've done with, just around the world, you know, is on HuffPost and Forbes. Now I'm with Prince George's Community Television, and so you can watch Africa's Triumph on, like, locally on PGC TV, which is Channel 76, on Comcast, and on Verizon 42. But now also we're launching our platform, tantvstudios.com and Tan TV Studios app. Hopefully in the fall, latest by December, we should be able to launch the platform, and you can go on tantvstudios.com. But right now, most of the work will be on YouTube, and so you just have search Tan TV Studios.
And I want you to know that I'm truly proud of you, and you know, as a young African, you know, you're making us proud for what you're doing out there.
Oh, I appreciate hearing
that. Yeah,
thank
the African
so
beat on the Voice of America. When I come back, Ron's Couture will tell me more, because there is something more I want to know about what kind of designs that he does. Uh-huh. Because he said, we're not just doing the African thing, but we, you know, we're making it look global. So I want you to get an experience. I want to get a feel of what kind of designs that he does. But let's take a quick piece of music, and I go to the Republic of Guinea right now. And this is by a young Guinean artist that has a connection to Sierra Leone, and she's called Askante. Askante is doing a song called Stupid Love. You know, the first time I asked, I said, why did you call the song Stupid Love? Is your love stupid? I said, who is the stupid person here?
Anybody in love is stupid.
Oh, Lord.
I was not expecting that from you. And I said, who is the stupid one here? She said, I am. I said, how? When you listen to the song, you will know. All right, but we'll come back to that. Stupid Love is by Askante right now. And Adedayo just said, anybody in love is stupid. And when I come back, I'll ask her, what exactly do you mean?
Oh, but
let's,
my God.
Let's play
the
song.
Time?
All right, we'll be right back. African Beat on the Voice of America. Stupid Love by Askante from the Republic of Guinea. And you know, I promise you that I'm going to talk to Ronz, but hey, Adedayo, when you say everybody in love is stupid, what exactly do you mean?
I mean, love hurts, you know, and it's good and bad. So it's just stupid. Like
sometimes you do some stupid things for
like,
love. You know?
Seriously, like you lose your I think, you know, seriously, when you're in a relationship, if the relationship is healthy, you increase in your IQ, and if it's unhealthy, you reduce your IQ. So it's, if I mean, love has something to do with the IQ, and Yeah, so it's just stupid in itself. Oh, forgive me. But it's good. It's good when it's good.
Runs.
It's good stupid, right?
Runs.
It's good stupid.
Runs. What do you think?
To be honest, I don't really have nothing to contribute to this conversation. <'cause>...
The guy is scared to say something.
No, it's not really. I mean, love, I mean, everybody have a different definition of love. So mine is quite different, and I don't think...
What is yours?
I mean, it's kind of broad. I don't want to elaborate on it.
If you said
love is stupid, you have a point. Yeah, I mean, you have your own views about, you know, some people act a certain way because they love you, and a woman will still kill you because she loves you.
Uh-huh, see?
Definitely, that's stupid.
See, there you go.
You have a point.
I'm right.
She's not. She would do it because she loves you.
She would kill you even because
she would hurt you because she loves you. She would definitely hurt you because she loves you. So, I mean, that's stupid.
Wow. Yeah. You know, I think Ron's. I have to bring you guys again for this particular topic, stupid love. We're going to make it a whole topic by itself.
Okay.
And maybe we can also invite Askante, the artist who did this song, to be here to give us our own version.
Oh, that's cool. We'll be
a great conversation starter.
All right. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America. That's just the way we do it here. So now let me come to my fashion designer, the man who designs and make you look good. And, you know, when you walk out the street, they say, who's that? That is from Ron's Couture. So now... what kind of fashion, what kind of clothes do you design? African outfit, Western suits?
Looking good is a good business, you know.
I love that. So, say that again.
Looking good is a good business.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So my creation from African, urban, and streetwear. So when I say African, when people say African fashion, for quite a decade now, people be expecting you to, you know, make use of African print. And to me, I don't see African fashion to be strictly by the prints, because most of these prints are not even made in Africa.
Oh, wow.
They're made from China and all those things. They're not bringing revenue to Africa. There are a lot of things. I could probably get a plain fabric, a plain satin, and answer to it African art, but embroidery and interpreting African art on the outfit, on the plain, rather than me using a print.
Oh.
That is not made in Africa. A lot of kentes that we see here now, it's not made in Ghana.
Yeah.
It's made in China. Uh-huh. So how is that bringing revenue to Ghana? How is that, bringing any impact or developing African? It doesn't. So that's my own idea of, you know, African. And when I say African fashion, it doesn't have to be print. It could be anything that represents Africa.
But it is how you design what
you design. How you design it and how you portray it. I could make a plain white and top and bottom white and accessorize it, and it still looks African.
Wow.
People can tell this is African.
I can't wait to wear that.
Yeah.
The way you describe the white, you know, top and bottom.
So simple. My collections, my creations are simple, elegant, and classy. I don't just do something that is too, you know.
Look at the guy. He didn't want to do it. When Big Sister would call him to come and go, he wants to go and play soccer.
I know.
So how's your Big Sister doing now?
It's a long story. She passed.
Oh,
and
my.
That's one of the reasons why I'm trying to, you know, to live on a legacy, because she taught me a lot. A lot of things that I know today, I learned from her.
Oh.
And I'm actually working on a collection for her. Like, the collection is going to be named after her, Odwayo. And she's such a good, a sweetheart.
May her soul rest in peace.
I never knew about that.
Thank you. I never knew she loves me that much. Like, putting me on and teaching me things. She taught me a lot of things, how to cook, how to sew. And those things I never knew I would, you know...
You didn't know that she was actually teaching you to fish.
Me. I thought, yeah.
Instead of giving you the fish every day.
At a point I get upset that my younger brother is there. Why don't you call him? Why do you always call me all the time? That my younger brother would say point blank, I'm not coming. She tired of beating him. I beat him. I mean, the cool one. I would just go
and do it. And today, look at you, man.
And he's a good cook.
And I'm so. I love that. And
all right. So where are you based right now?
I actually just moved from Bowie to Temple Hills, Maryland.
Okay, so you're based in Temple Hills, Maryland, right now. Yeah. And if people want to reach you, like your website? Or
Our website, runscouture.com. Or
like R-U-N-S?
R-U-N-S-C-O-U-T-U-R-E.com. And my Instagram is at runscouture, Twitter at runscouture, Facebook runscouture.
I'm ICT Bangura, and I love listening to African Beat. Listen to the latest African music and dance to the best African beat from across the continent. Tune into African Beat with David Bandy at 9:05 and 20:05 Universal Time, Mondays through Fridays on VOA.
All right. Yes, let me come to you, Dayo. Now, you know, we've said all these things about Africa's triumph, and, you know, people want to know more. So how can they reach out to you?
So I'm on tantvstudios@gmail.com.
Tantv, can you?
T-A-N-T-V.
T-A-N-T-V.
Yes, then studios, S-T-U-D-I-O-S, at gmail.com. And phone number, 580-458-1899. And on Instagram at Tan TV Studios, on YouTube at Tan TV Studios.
All right, well,
Facebook Tan TV Studios.
Tan TV Studios. You check that one out and see what this young lady is doing. And of course, my brother Ron Scouture, what he's doing. And you come back. If you have any comments, don't hesitate to write to me. Send it to africanbeat@voanews.com and we'll pass on your information. You want to give them a thumbs up when that's cool. All right. So once again, I want to thank you guys. But before I let you guys go, Dayo, what's your piece of advice to the younger folks?
Just look at the world and see how you can be a part of what is called the Global Goals. We don't have time to go into it now, but just check Global Goals. It's a good platform. There's, it's called Sustainable Development Goals as well. And just be a part of it. Key into it. It's a game changer. It's 17 goals, and there's something for everyone to achieve under that, under the 17 goals. So be a part of the Global Goals. Because Tan TV is all about supporting the Global Goals too.
Thank you very much, Ronz.
Yeah, I would say to every young people out there trying to do, you know, being singing or anything. So I would advise them to recreate from other pieces. There's a lot of pieces. Instead of trying to, there's nothing bad coming up with new ideas and stuff, but you can't recreate from other people's ideas. I'm not saying that you should copy other people. No.
So recreate. Just
like recreate. You can recreate things. Like a lot of things, like if you look into the fashion world, sometimes you go to like a Gucci store, Versace, they have something similar. When you think about the global impact and everything about, you know, recycling and everything, it still goes.
It is still going on. You know, exactly. that brings me to the music.
Yeah.
Okay, you finish.
Sometimes you look at, like, you know, Chris Brown and everybody. They sampling old beats and doing something new on it. You can do that with whatever you're doing. But you can come up with your own fresh ideas and, you know, pick some other things and, you know, combine them.
And fuse them in together. Them, all right. Well, thank you so very much, Ronz. That was really, really beautiful. And, you know, when you say that, it brings me to like the music of today that is trending from Africa, Afrobeat. You know, say, okay, Nigerians have done this. The Ghanaians used to have hip life. And we have Afrobeat. And now Afrobeat is taking over the world. Everybody from west, east, north, south, they sing, even in their own language, but it has got a connection to Afrobeat. No, that's what is trending.
Yes.
You know, so not that you're going to copy exactly what is happening there, but you're building it because that is what the young people are looking for.
Yes.
Even here now in America is jumping onto Afrobeat.
Yeah. Yeah.
Lion King took Afrobeat. Come on now, what are you saying?
So you have to follow the trend.
Exactly.
And funkify it and make it yours.
There you go, Well, once again, I want to thank you guys very much. It's been a pleasure having you here on the show on the African Beat.
Thank you so much.
And I hope that we'll find some more time to connect. As for Ronz, I know we're going to keep connecting. You have to keep me on the go, man. You have to keep me.
And by the way, I love your outfit. You know, very fashionable.
Thank you. And Dayo, please, whenever the Fashion Beats is coming, make sure you are there to take the pictures and tell the story.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. I like that.
All right. Well, till we meet again, I'm David Vandy here in Washington. And now let's take a trip to Nigeria. Let's enjoy Tiwa Savage now in All Over. It's not over until we say it's over on the African Beat. So enjoy the music. Till then, I am David Vandy here in Washington, bidding you so long.
This is